Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. Today I'm going to recap on what the Lord has revealed to us thus far about the Holy Spirit through all the different programs that we have been doing. There are things that he has been teaching us and revealing to us about himself. So before the greatest move of the Holy Spirit takes place, there will be knowledge of him and how he functions in the Godhead and in the body of Christ. This is the day of knowledge of the Holy Spirit. This is the hour. And God is bringing us into the fullness of the light of who the Holy Spirit really is. So we have learned that the Holy Spirit is a promised gift of God to those who are in the new covenant. Acts 2:17-18, in the last days, God says, I will pour my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And if you have your pen and paper, as I always recommend you to be ready with on a Sunday at 1 o'clock, Joel 2:28-29, you can take note of and meditate on that scripture as well. So through him, we are able to walk in all the ways of God, Ezekiel 36:27. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. All scriptures are from the New Living Translation today. We have learned that no one can be a child of God if he or she does not have the Holy Spirit, and that it is the Holy Spirit who witnessed to us individually that we are God's child or children. Romans 8:16, for his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. However, if a person does not have the Holy Spirit, that person is not a child of God. Romans 8:9, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. We have learned that through the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to overcome our sinful nature and its lust or desires. Galatians 5:16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. This is the simplest rule given by which we can overcome our flesh and its desires. We have learned that we are to live, walk, and be led by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:25. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. To walk in the Spirit and to be led by the Spirit is the equivalent of living in the Holy Spirit. If we are truly living in the Holy Spirit, we will manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit as a branch manifests the fruit of his vine. Galatians 5:22-23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. We have learned that our freedom from every form of bondage is in our submission to the Lordship of the Holy Spirit. When we choose to allow him to be Lord of our beings by yielding to his advice, freedom from bondage will be our experience. 2 Corinthians 3:17. For the Lord is a spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We have also learned that the Holy Spirit is the one who manifests the life of Jesus Christ in and through us. He embodies the principles of the life of Jesus Christ. He is the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, who frees us from our carnal nature of sin and death. Romans 8:2. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. We understood by the Holy Spirit that the law of sin is our sinful nature, from which derives both sin and death, all of which the Holy Spirit can deliver us from. He is the law of life in Christ Jesus. Also, through our submission to Him, we will be transformed into the glory that we were created for. 2 Corinthians 3:18. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. We will never experience what our Heavenly Father has given us if we are not submissive to the Holy Spirit. Having received this knowledge of the Holy Spirit, we know that everything that God told us to do, He has also provided the means by which it can be done. Our Heavenly Father does not want us to ask Him for what He has already given us. Let us therefore receive from the Holy Spirit what God has given us through Him. Have you ever wondered why God has given to us such knowledge of His Spirit? Or why did He reveal such detailed knowledge of His Spirit to us in the Scripture? You would have heard me mention at times that the Lord is purposeful in what He does and says, and He wants us to know the purpose for which He has given us such knowledge of His Spirit. His purpose for this knowledge of His Holy Spirit to us is for us to experience what He has told us of His Spirit, which is that His Spirit life must become our life's experience. This is the reason for Him talking to us continually about His Spirit. He is the one by whom we are able to call Almighty God Father and live as true children of God. Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, saints. How can we not love Him? So hear me. You can listen to this episode on the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. And I know this one here, you will want to listen to it again. It's good. It's good. We are learning who our Father is. Shalom.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.